You're listening to our daily tafsir segment on Your World Today. Now we begin with the 54th surah of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Qamar. Surah Al-Qamar is amongst the Makki surahs, and it deals with the fundamentals of the Islamic belief. From beginning to end, the surah makes a firm and a very solid attack against those who reject the verses of the Quran. The specific tone of the surah is one of warning and threat. It presents a counsel and admonition with many scenes of punishment and destruction, that if you do not accept, then that is what will happen to you, as stated in the surah. Now the surah commences with the miracle in the cosmos, and that is the miracle of the splitting of the moon. Prior to the Hijrah, Nabi Salasim had gone to Mina, where there was a gathering of the unbelievers. They asked him for a miracle, and it's stated in various narrations, and I'd like to quote to you all the various narrations in this regard. First and foremost, there's a narration of Anas bin Malik, who states that إِنَّ أَهْلَ مَكَّةَ سَأَلُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَيُّرِيَهُمْ آيَةً فَأَرَاهُمْ الْقَمَرَ شِقَّيْنِ حَتَّى رَأَوْ حِرَاءَ بَيْنَهُمَا. The people of Mecca asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show them a sign, and he split the moon in two parts until they saw the Mount of Hira between them. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, and he states that in shaqqa al-qamar ala ahdi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shiqqayni hatta nadharu ilayhi faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ishhadu. The moon was split into two parts during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw it in two parts. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be witness. Then Ibn Jarir has a report, and he states that a sahabi narrates, and he says, kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bimina. We were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina. Fanshaqqa al-qamaru fa'akhadat firqatun khalf al-jabal. We were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina. Suddenly the moon split in two pieces, and one piece went behind the mountains. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, ishhadu, ishhadu, be witness, be witness. And then there's another narration of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, which is in Bayhaqi, and Abu Dawud Tayalisi has the following words, and he states that inshaq al-qamar bi makkata, that the moon was split in Mecca in two parts, sara firqatain, faqala kuffaru Quraysh, the kuffar of the Quraysh responded by saying that هذا سحر سحركم به ابن أبي كبشة. This is sorcery, and Ibn Abi Kabsha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has cast a spell of sorcery upon you. There was a previous person who had also called towards Tawheed, was Ibn Abi Kabsha. So that's why Nabi Salasim was referred to this, because he was calling to something different to what the Sahaba, the Kufar had known. Then they said, "Unduru Sufara," that wait for the travelers. فَإِنْكَانُوا رَأَوْ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ فَقَدْ صَدَقَ. If they also saw the two pieces of the moon, then he has spoken the truth. وَإِنْكَانُوا لَمْ يَرَوْ مِثْلَ مَا رَأَيْتُمْ فَهُوَ سِحْرٌ سَحَرَكُمْ بِهِ. And if they did not see it, then indeed this is magic, which he has spellbounded you with. فَسُئِلَ السُّفَّارِ. The travelers were asked, وَقَدِمُوا مِنْ كُلِّ جِهَةٍ, and they'd come from various directions, and they all acknowledged this. They all accepted that this is what had happened. Now this is what had happened, that there was really the splitting of the moon. So in شَقَّ الْقَمَرِ, like in the poem which we recently heard from Hafiz Abu Bakr Haydari, who travelled in South Africa, Ada Idr, Ada Udr. And half the moon was brought this side, and half the moon was brought to the other side. This is the miracle of Inshiqaqul Qamar. And this was an example and a sign for the year after, that everything will split like this. Imam Ta'awi rahimahumullah and Allama Ibn Kathir have narrated that this incident, that it is on the level of tawatur, meaning that it is amongst the established reports that you cannot deny. And no rational proof can be presented in trying to prove the impossibility of this incident. It is an established incident, part of the miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, someone poses the question that if this incident of splitting the moon really took place, then why is it not recorded in the history of other nations? It should be borne in mind that the incident took place at night, and because of different time zones, it would have been day in some countries, while in other countries night would have passed. People would have generally been asleep. If they were awake in some places and sitting beneath the open sky, that does not necessarily mean that they were all looking at the open sky. It doesn't necessarily mean that they were all looking at that time. Provided the sky was clear, if the moon was split in two parts, it would not have caused much difference in the intensity of the moonlight. Moreover, the incident took place over a very short while, and on countless occasions we see the moon clouded for quite some time. Despite that, hundreds and thousands of people are not even aware of this. And unlike today, in those days, they did not have such extensive modern ways of, or we'll say, planetariums, nor were the arrangements of calendars available. So nevertheless, if others did not record this, it does not mean that the incident did not take place. And amazingly, it is recorded in a book which title is Tarikh-e Farishta. And he has mentioned, the author has mentioned, stated that the incident of the splitting of the moon was the reason behind the Maharaj of Malabar embracing Islam. Malabar in India, not Malabar in South Africa, my place of residence in Port Elizabeth. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking of Malabar in India, the original place. And that is where the Maharaj of Malabar had embraced Islam. He was sitting outside with his disciples, and he noticed this, and he did an investigation, and eventually he came to the conclusion that it was the Messenger of Allah had done this, and he had accepted Islam, subhanallah. So there is no denying of this miracle of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the opening verses of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. The hour has drawn near and the moon has been split. The moon has been split by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what will happen at the end of time. وَإِيَرَوْ آيَةَ يُعْرِضُ وَيَقُولُ سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. And when they see a sign, they turn away and say, this is recurring magic. Claimants to prophethood in the past had also cast magic of this nature. Just as they died, this too will come to an end. This is what the kuffar had said at this moment. They simply brushed it aside, and they had no time for it. They said that this is magic, and they did not even blink an eyelid. Mufassirin like Mujahid, Qatada, they say that this means that the Quraysh alleged that the sign of moon splitting they saw was an illusion. It was false. Its effects will soon diminish and fade away. Another group of the commentators say that this means that this is a very potent type of sorcery that has been applied. So even though we cannot explain it, it's simply just sorcery, so we don't have to explain it. وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَوَا هَوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٍ. They rejected and followed the desires, and every matter is ordained at its time. Their punishment will also befall them at its appointed time. Their deviation and destruction, which are ordained in the knowledge of Allah, can never be deferred. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٍ. While every matter has to be settled. So the literal meaning is istaqar. This verse means that everything must ultimately reach its end and matters must become clear. Their veil is fabricated, cast over the truth or reality, eventually in its designated time. The false veil will be removed, and truth and falsehood will clearly be distinguished. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِي مُزْدَجَرٍ. They have come to them narratives in which there could be rebuke. They have been informed of all the incidents of the destroyed nations of the past through the Quran. And if they were to ponder over these incidents, there is a great rebuke for them. حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرٌ. This is perfect wisdom, yet the warners had no effect on them. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِي إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرٍ. So turn away from them the day when a caller will call towards an undesirable thing. Now, the Quran is filled with words of wisdom. The Quran is filled with intelligence. If anyone pays slight heed to it, the wisdom will enter his or her heart. It is unfortunate, in the presence of the means of guidance, it does not have any effect on us. No advice, no warning influences us on our path. Irrespective of how much the Quran instructs us, it does not penetrate the inner and recesses of the heart. And that was the case with the kuffar, that they could not fathom, and they did not allow their hearts to be penetrated by the Quran, and that's why they remained on the path of deviation. May Allah save us from the path of deviation. When the Quran is recited to us, we need to submit to it, and we need to accept the guidance and follow the instructions that are given to us in the Quran. May Allah grant us the understanding.